This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A person may begin to become despondent because we wonder what our dua has achieved, what our prayer has achieved, what our patience has achieved, what our protests have achieved. And in reality, the decider of when the help will come is not you and I. It is not the congregation. It is not the community. It is not the ummah. It is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You should know that it is not only you who have these thoughts. It is not only you who is wondering when the help of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is going to come. But it is also the messengers who went through such periods in their lives. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us, حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Until the messengers also had these feelings, until they thought that when is the help of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal going to come? And they thought that they had been belied. Then our help came to them. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a people until such a point where they are at breaking point, and then the help of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal comes. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Hence we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being tested trial after trial, tribulation after tribulation. He loses his father while he is in the belly of his mother. And that's the first trial. He is born into a world without a father. He passes away and all of his children have passed on, meaning he witnessed the passing of all of his children except for Fatima radiallahu anha. So we can see that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested too. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. And then when it became almost too difficult to bear, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. So the question you and I have got to ask ourselves is, where are we while the happenings are happening? And where are we with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Is my heart in the right place? Am I thinking the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we should know that these thoughts of doubt are not necessarily evil and bad, but they should be replaced with the best thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمْ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. He gives the oppressor time. He gives the oppressor time such that when he takes him, he will not let go of him. What is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal doing? He is giving them time to tie a noose around their necks. And then when the weight is dropped, then it is over. There is no more chance, no more time. And that is why Fir'aun, when he killed... Brother, sorry, please don't record during the khutbah. Wallahi, it is against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't mean to single you out, but I must say something from the pulpit when we see it is important. So, when it is time to take such a person to task, like Fir'aun, he was given time. He killed so many people. He murdered. He killed people worried that his life would be taken. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned his destruction through the very one whom he opened his doors for. You see, you cannot run away from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And then still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa and Harun to him. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Give him a soft message. Give him a soft reminder. Allahu Akbar. Who are you speaking to? The tyrant who has murdered and massacred people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, give him a soft reminder. Give him a soft reminder. And when the time comes, he sees the unseen and he immediately believes in Allah Rabbul Izzati wa Jalal. I believe in Allah, the Lord of Musa and Harun. Why did he have to make that disclaimer? Because all along he claimed, I am the Lord. He claimed, I am the one who has the power. He claimed, I am the one whom people should worship. But then he had to make that disclaimer because at that point he knew that now there is no lie that I can tell. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين. Is it now that you want to turn to Allah, yet you disobeyed back in the day? You disobeyed during your lifetime, and today there is no chance. You will not, your repentance will not be accepted. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to have a greater vision, a bigger vision. What is that? Look at this dunya from the lens of the akhirah. Look at this dunya and the happenings in this world from the lens of the akhirah. So the next time you see a lifeless body of a child being pulled out of the rubble, remember that for us is the akhirah. For us is Jannah. For us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared everlasting bliss, and for them is everlasting torment. If you are to give a choice to those who are being oppressed today as to whether they would like these people to be punished in the dunya or the akhirah, a believer's response will be, I will wait for Allah to punish them there. It is when we see these scenes that we understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made his punishment everlasting for such people. Why? Because even if they were returned to the earth after having seen Allah, after having seen Al-Qiyamah, after having seen the unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what they would have done. Because it is within their very nature to be corrupt on earth. حَتَّى وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They will tell Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, just give us one chance. Let us go back to the dunya. We want to seek your forgiveness. We want to turn to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if they were returned to the dunya, they would have returned to the actions that they were engaged in the first place. When you tell them, behave yourselves. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And when it is said to them that, be good, be kind, be just, be merciful, they say that we are the ones. When it is told to them that don't be corrupt on earth, then they say, we are the ones who are doing islah on earth. We are actually spreading the peace. We are the peace givers. We are the merciful ones. We are the good ones. We set the standard as to what is right and wrong. This is what their response is. When we take a look at the world without mentioning names, we automatically know who those are. The people that are claiming they are the good doers. And in reality, they are the ones oppressing our brothers and sisters. They are the ones slaughtering our brothers and sisters. But I have one message for you today. And I'd like to approach it from this angle. Because we tend to think that because our brothers and sisters are suffering, we should stop our lives. And we should only pay attention on that one particular issue. Yes, we are brothers and sisters in Islam. Yes, we feel for their suffering. Yes, the hadith tells us, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُونَ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The brothers, the believers are brothers and sisters in Islam. They are brothers and sisters in Islam in their love for one another, in their mercy for one another, in their feeling for one another. تَعَاطُفِهِمْ. You feel when you see these images. That is a sign of your iman. That is a sign of your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one part of the body struggles, when one part of the body is afflicted by something, then the rest of the body stays awake and tries to assist that part. So our brothers and sisters are struggling. Yes, we try by giving charity. We try by making dua for them. We try by improving our lives and becoming better human beings and better Muslims. And that is a service to those who are suffering. But does it mean that I can never laugh? Does it mean I can never joke? Does it mean I cannot sit and enjoy myself as well at times? No, that is not the case. It doesn't mean you need to spend your entire life looking at those images now. And when you don't, you feel like a hypocrite. You feel like I am doing them a disservice. Do what is within your capacity. In fact, sometimes when it is affecting your iman, to watch these images day in, day out, make less of that. Don't watch as much of it. You are not obliged to open your screen and see lifeless bodies being pulled from the rubble. You are not obliged to see dead babies all the time. You are not obliged to do that. You are a human being. It will affect your psyche. Do what is good and beneficial for you. So if you are watching one clip and it benefits you to remind you to do a charity, give a charity, make a dua, read the Quran, and do whatever you can for them, then do that much. But when it becomes detrimental to you, such that you begin to doubt the help of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, there is a case to be made for you, such that you should actually stop watching completely. Why? Because you are now beginning to question the very existence of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the purpose of your existence on earth. So live your life and building your life and becoming a better person, a strong Muslim, building united communities and stronger communities is a service to our brothers and sisters out there. It is a service to our brothers and sisters out there. They don't want our lives to end because theirs are ending. They don't want our lives to end. What is that? That is a message to the world that the ummah is bigger than that one part of the ummah that you have attacked. We stand together, united for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And you know what happens? The enemy knows that we have our lines that divide us. From the beginning of time, from the beginning of Islam, we have our lines that divide us. So they will come and bring those to the forefront. Why? When we are divided, then they will be able to conquer us. They will be able to unite against us. They will be able to take us out. So they come and they highlight that to us. And they want us to differ. So you find people pointing fingers. Hey, how can you be having a good time while our brothers and sisters are suffering? Yet he doesn't know that just two posts ago, I was posting about Palestine. Just two messages ago, I was sending out broadcasts about what's happening there. It doesn't mean that I don't care. The fact that you see me smiling, you see me laughing, doesn't mean that I don't care about our brothers and sisters in Islam. So what happens? The enemy is coming and highlighting that within us, highlighting our historic differences in Islam and telling us to be disunited. What is Allah's message to you and I? What is Allah's message to you and I? وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And remember, hold on to the rope of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hold on to the Quran. There is no Muslim that we can approach today that says, I don't believe in the Quran. Hold on to the fact that you all believe in one word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the Quran. You all utter the same shahada. You all want to see each other in Jannah. Hold on to that tight. And don't wala tafarraqu, and don't disunite. What happens when you disunite? What happens when you disunite? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will fail. You will fail. So whenever you see someone stand up on a pulpit and speak against another Muslim, question that brother's intentions. Question that sister's intention. Why are they speaking up against my believing brother and sister in Islam at a time when the enemy matters more? At a time when we should be focused on them? We shouldn't be focused on each other, turning our guns against each other. And then, due to the helplessness that we feel, we have this ideology that begins to develop amongst the youth, that nothing is changing. Our protests are doing nothing. Our dua is not doing much. Our salah hasn't changed anything over a year. So perhaps I should strap a bomb onto my chest and go out there and blast a certain place to smithereens, and that will draw attention. Wallahi, that will not change anything. And I say this because I have had messages sent to me by youth saying, what can we do to go out and fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is not the answer, my brother. You are losing your life and perhaps you will be answerable. In fact, you will be answerable to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having discarded that life with no particular benefit. So don't think that that will help and that is the answer. If anything, you will invite trouble for the Muslims in your community, in different parts of the world. And this is what this feeling of helplessness leads to in some people. Not everybody thinks like this. But understand that extremism is not the answer. Terrorism is not the answer. It is not going to change anything. If anything, it will make matters worse for the Muslimin. So go to your leaders for guidance. Ask them. Say, what should we do? How do we help ourselves? How do we change the situation? How can we be of benefit to them? And get the answer from those who know. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ. So ask those of knowledge. When you don't know, they will give you answers with evidence. They have studied the Quran. They have studied the Sunnah. They have a holistic view of Islam. Don't study one verse in isolation. Take it and say, I will apply this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. No, go to those who have a more holistic view of Islam and ask them, what should we do? They will give you the answers. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to give us the ability to be better and to give us the ability to unite and to give us the ability to put our differences aside and to stand strong for the Muslimin in Gaza and for the Muslimin across the globe. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnah. Wa nafa'ani Allahu wa iyaakum bima fihima min al-ayati wal-hikmah. Aqulu ma tasma'oon. Wa astaghfirullah al-jalila li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin. Fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشانه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, so when we look at the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we will come to realize that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was actually tested with fear as well. He was tested, let me put it differently, he was tested with positions where he should have been fearful. But what was his response? When he was in the cave and the people were really looking for him, they were after him, he was running away from them. And he is in the cave with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr says that if these people are to just look at their feet, they would see us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Indeed, don't fear, indeed Allah is with us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فأنزل الله عليهم السكينة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a peace and tranquility upon them. When your iman and your faith in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is so strong that you focus on Him regardless of your surroundings and what is happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends a peace on your heart. You know, when we look through the seerah, they say that there was a cobweb that was built by a spider. At the opening of that cave that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in, they say there was a cobweb. So the people, when they looked down, they realized nobody, or they thought nobody is in there. So they didn't go to look. But that is actually a weak narration. And I implore you to think about it being an open hole, with no defense from this world, with nothing to deceive their eyes. Yet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal protected them. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they didn't even see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu there. Allah does not need a cobweb to protect you. Allah can protect you without anything. He is Allah. And when you understand that, then you really and truly have understood who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And nobody knows the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for Him. Everything, including those who are pointing their guns at us today, is under the supreme control of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Nothing happens except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is happening, never question Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Never say that, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing this? Yes, you may feel down at times. Yes, you may feel worry. You may feel sadness. You may feel anxiety. Those are feelings of a human being. But the response should be the response of a believer. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Those whom it was said to them that the people have gathered for you, the people have gathered to kill you, what did it do to them? It increased them in iman. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And they said, Allah is enough for us and He is the best protector. Allah is enough for us and He is the best protector. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. So they turned away with the help of Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, with the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. No harm touched them. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. And they followed the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people were surrounding the house. And where was the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? With Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So what does Allah say? No harm touched them. And then again, where is the focus? وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. They followed the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions were being oppressed in Mecca, he did not stop his life. He did not say, we need to focus on Bilal because he is being tortured through the sun, through the desert, and he is in the sun, and he is struggling, and he is standing. Imagine, Bilal was saying, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helped him in whatever way he could. He did whatever was within his means to help him. But then he left it to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is of utmost importance that we understand that the ummah, the position that we're in right now, and the circumstance, what we can do and what we can't do, and what is okay to do and what is not okay to do. And then we will understand how to deal with this crisis. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal ease their suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up their doors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy their enemy.